For the first half at least, the Madison Warhawks flirted with a big first-round upset over the host Patriot Pioneers in the Virginia High School League's Class 6 Boys State Basketball Tournament. Then, the momentum significantly switched in the third quarter, and Patriot, 22-4, rallied to win going away at 55-42 for its 13th straight victory. Madison finished with a 15-13 record, as the Warhawks were playing in the state tourney for the second straight season and fourth time in seven campaigns. Would have been five if not for shortened COVID season. Madison shot well and moved the ball efficiently and quickly with limited dribbling in the first half when the Warhawks led 18-12 at the end of the first quarter and were ahead by 13, 25-12, in the second. Madison was ahead, 26-19 at halftime, then 29-19 early in the third quarter. "We did a great controlling the flow of the game early on," Madison coach Kevin Roller said. "Then in the second half when we got behind and had to chase on defense we were in trouble, and couldn't get control the flow of the game again." Helped by Madison turnovers and better shooting, Patriot exploded back with an initial 10-0 run in the third quarter that expanded to a 32-5 stretch to pull away and win. For Madison, Noah Baker was the scoring leader with 11 points and 4 rebounds. He made two of the Warhawks' five first-half three-pointers to help lead the fast start. Steven Cruz also made two early threes and scored 8. Sume Fru scored 9 with a 3, Darren Nicely scored 6 with 4 rebounds, Michael Dinkelacker had 4 points and 3 boards and Ryan Furlong had 5 rebounds. After having just one first-quarter turnover, Madison had 5 in the second and 6 in the third. Madison had no returning starters this season. Then, the Warhawks were without three eventual starters for the first few games of the new campaign for different reasons. "We made had a good season and made the state tournament," Roller said. In first-round girls' Class 6 state tournament action, the Oakton Cougars, 22-7, lost to the host Osborne Park Yellow Jackets, 67-32 to have their season end. Osborne Park, 24-3, led 36-11 at halftime, as the Yellow Jackets won for the 13th straight time. Oakton had trouble operating offensively and shooting well against Osborne Park's pressure defense. As a result, the Cougars fell behind quickly and weren't able to rally. The state tournament berth was Oakton's second in a row, after the Cougars won the Concord District Tournament then finished second in the 6D North Region Tournament. Oakton finished this season with a 5-2 postseason record. Its other playoff loss was to Centerville in the region title game.